Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. This is Book Buzz with Susanna Greenberg of Susanna Greenberg Public Relations. This is a show all about books. Today we have an author interview with Rich Zarodnik, author of Drop Dead Punk, a mystery set in 1975 New York City. It's the second book in a series, the Coleridge Taylor Mystery Series by Rich Zarodnik, published by Camel Press, due out on August 15th, but already available for pre-order from Amazon.com and other major booksellers online, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores. The recently reviewed in Publishers Weekly, the leading magazine of the trade, described Drop Dead Punk this way. It said, "The New York City financial crisis of 1975 provides the dramatic backdrop for Zarodnik's frenetic sequel to 2014's Last Words. Taylor, who lives for the big story, makes an appealingly single-minded hero." That's from Publishers Weekly. Good morning, Rich. How are you today?
I'm well. Thanks for having me.
Good. We're delighted you could be here. Tell us a little bit about Drop Dead Punk. Just give us a little background about what is the book about.
Well, you know, as you already previewed, it's going on during the very moments, literally the moments New York City almost went bankrupt. It starts on October the 30th of 1975, the day that the New York Daily News ran an iconic headline, "Ford to City, Drop Dead," which was when President Ford said there was no way he was going to bail out New York and save it. He was running for election and beating on New York, played pretty well outside of New York. My hero,
yes, every New Yorker remembers, right?
What's that?
Every New Yorker remembers.
Yes, won't forget what he said. And he claims he never said drop dead, but it kind of came across that way. The hero of the book, Taylor, is a police reporter, and he really doesn't care a lot about the financial machinations of the city. He likes writing police stories. Biggest problem is he can't get a story out on the front page because of what's going on with the city's finances. Early in the book, though, he does come across a double shooting in Alphabet City. A cop and a punk rocker are both killed, though the more he looks at what happened at the shooting, the odder it looks. It doesn't look like it could have gone down the way it appears. The punk rocker is this kid who takes care of stray dogs in the neighborhood. He's peace-loving, nonviolent. And there are some things going on with the cop who shot a guy named Robert Dodd. The cops are trying to fit up his partner, Officer Samantha Callahan, for at least abandoning his partner to die in the shootout. She's one of only a few hundred women on patrol in New York in 1975. They first went on patrol about 5 years earlier. So the story takes off from there with him trying to figure out what happened in the shooting and the New York's rampant run towards bankruptcy going on in the background. At some point, that gets wound up in the story that he's trying to report and the crime that he's trying to solve.
What a nice blend for the background. New York, 1975 New York, first woman on the force, a police detective who's also a reporter. You yourself were a journalist for 30 years, isn't that right?
I was. You know, there's that old adage, you know, write what you know, which I would caution people about listening to too closely, because my first unpublished manuscript, I wrote exactly what I knew. I spent a lot of my time covering the media business, film, television, et cetera, and I wrote a murder sort of set in that world, and it didn't really work out because I was too busy trying to be too accurate, and by accurate I mean, you know, too factually straight with everything that was going on, and it made for a pretty boring story. So this series, I do use what I know about being a reporter at all different levels, from weekly newspapers to CNN. But at the same time, I must say I was never a police reporter. I covered cops off and on in little bits and pieces, but I was never a police mm-hmm. reporter at Taylor's level. I was never as good a reporter as he is also. He's incredibly focused on just getting the story. I would call it tunnel vision, except it serves him very well because it is what gets him to a result as he goes after what's going on.
So it is fiction, it's highly fictionalized, but it's definitely informed by your background in the media.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about knowing that much about the media is I know, you know, how to write, how it all works, and when I need to diverge from how it all works so that it can be interesting fiction, because I think most police procedurals and a lot of PI stories and hard-boiled stories probably aren't, you know, accurate word-for-word descriptions of how the police or PIs actually work. So I know how it all works, and I know when I'm diverging, and I know why I'm diverging from how things really work.
Mm-hmm. And it's called the Drop Dead Punk, a Coleridge Taylor mystery. But I'm wondering, you know, within the mystery categories, would you say it's more like thriller or suspense or crime, mm-hmm. or doesn't that matter, the label? How would you
I think the matter labels, and I, you know, after I wrote the first book, which really was me sort of out in the wilderness not knowing as much about publishing as I do now, you know, and I chose to write using a reporter as my protagonist, makes it a little bit hard to label because, I think it's structured like a procedural, but technically a procedural should have a police officer or a detective as its protagonist. And so I can't really call it that. It's set in 1975, which for me isn't historical, but but I'm of a certain age. I think for some people they would consider it historical, and it's set back then because of my desire to have an investigation that didn't involve all the modern and I think in some ways made up CSI instant, you know, DNA typing and blood typing. So I try and write a mystery that moves fast so that you really, you know, are being pushed along and want to know what's going on. So I think, you know, there's a thriller aspect to it. It is quite procedural, even though there's a reporter, not a cop, as the protagonist.
Mm-hmm. So it's old-fashioned sleuthing, pre-technology, blood typing and so forth. And I guess probably they had these payphones and whatnot as well.
Uses payphones. He's got no cell phones, you know. He's got to use shoe leather to go find people and investigate stuff. And, you know, the forensic stuff comes along pretty slowly and isn't quite as helpful as it's portrayed to be nowadays. I think in some ways shows like CSI and other books, techno thrillers even, have educated the audience to expect a higher level of capability than is actually possible in the world. But, it is old-fashioned in that respect. It's not old-fashioned in that it doesn't move slowly. It moves pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm. Great. And what do you think readers will love most about reading this book?
Two things, I hope. One is New York in 1975 was such a different place, whether I have a picture on Facebook, the level of air pollution in the city, the amount of pornography in Times Square. If you look down 42nd Street between 7th and 8th, all the theaters, or almost all the theaters, were porn theaters. Times Square was one of the highest crime rate areas of the city. It was no go. There were a lot of other areas of the city that were terrible. Central Park. I mean, the city has changed so much that, reading about New York City in 1975 is like, I don't know, almost like reading a science fiction or a dystopia, except mm-hmm. you're reading about the past, not the future. It's pretty incredible how much the city has changed. perhaps getting an idea for how horrible, how terrible the city's finances were. There are a lot of parallels between New York and what happened to it and what happened to all of us during the Great Recession. All the signals were ignored. The ratings agencies were not lowering the bond ratings on the debt. The banks were not did not cut off their lending until the very last minute because they wanted all the fees. There are a lot of sort of things that you would recognize that happened during the subprime crash that happened actually a lot earlier during New York. And then finally, I guess, hopefully, people enjoy it because with all that going on, it moves pretty quickly. You know, it carries you along as different events happen and Taylor is trying to find out what really happened with this double murder.
Yeah, it absolutely does. And I would say from that description that New York City is itself a character in this book, and one we all love, great city. And so speaking of your Facebook, I do want to tell our listeners about where they can find out more about you, and that would include your Facebook page, which is Rich Zahradnik, R-I-C-H-Z-A-H-R-A-D-N-I-K. Also,
correct.
Your website is richzahradnik.com, and I'll spell it again, richzahradnik.com. And listeners and readers can contact you through those two pages as well.
Definitely.
And again, the book, I'll go on.
I said definitely.
Yes, and I'm sure you're happy to talk to readers.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Again, the book is called Drop Dead Punk, A Coleridge Taylor Mystery by Rich Zahradnik, published by Camel Press this August 2015, and already available for pre-order on Amazon.com and other sites. And Rich, is there anything else you want to tell us about? I think you're going to Thriller Fest later this week. Any other activities you want to mention where people could meet up with you or learn more about your book?
Yeah, I'll be at Thriller Fest Friday and Saturday, including one of several authors on the debut breakfast on Saturday morning. Thriller Fest is very good to we new writers and all of us that have had a book come out in the last year since the last Thriller Fest are at a breakfast Saturday morning to speak briefly and sign books afterwards. Plus, I'll be going to all kinds of different. You know, all kinds of the different panels and stuff during Thriller Fest, so I'll be there if you see me. And that's the big one for the summer, I think. I'm going to go to Killer Nashville in October. I may go to BoucherCon. I have to figure that out because that's also in the same month as Killer Nashville. And, that's it. I'm doing a library thing in Middletown in, I think, September. For people who are Middletown, New York locals, and I'll put that on my calendar on my site. And, that's it.
Okay. So, again, we've been chatting with the delightful and talented Rich Zahradnik, author of Drop Dead Punk, A Coleridge Taylor Mystery. And we will wrap it up now. Thank you so much for being here today, Rich. I look forward. Everyone should go out and get your book.
Well, thank you very much, and I thank you for the time. This has been fun.
Sure thing. Thank you, everybody, and that concludes our show.